Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you're with UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Nardia on the line with me. And I'm excited because she's from Australia, and I don't even have no friends over there. So I need you to commit to being my friend so that I can say I have a friend from Australia.
I'm happy to be your friend.
Thank you. So, Nardia, tell people a little bit about you and the new project you're working on. Guys, let me tell you, I got another banger. She can sing now. Don't get it twisted. You know how we keep the quality moving over here. So go ahead and let them know about the single and the project you're working on.
Oh, thank you. And thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
So my new song I released in April, it's called Is It You? It's been playing all around America on FM radio and through digital stations. It's my third time to America this year. So it's now slowly becoming my new home or a second home to Australia. But yeah, basically earlier this year, I competed in the International Blues Challenge. And to be able to participate in that, you need to win in your home country. So I won in my country, in Australia, and then I was flown over to Memphis and I competed in the International Blues Challenge. And there was about 400 acts that competed in it, and I made it to the finals and got to top five. So that was a really lovely achievement.
And then
from there I met some people and got a new management team out of it, and they provided me the opportunity to release my song Is It You here in America. And then I came back in April. I've got a new album on the way. I worked with my Australian team and between Nashville and Memphis to complete that album.
Okay.
And it's with a range of different producers. And the album's called Own Every Scar.
Man.
Now,
how did you... First of all, that touched me deeply because I was in a fire. And I had third-degree burns to my hands and my face. And I remember looking in the mirror and saying to myself, oh, my God, this is horrible. I look horrible. No one's going to want to date me no more. Like, you know, I just was, like, having a meltdown, like, oh, I'm all burnt up, you know. And they were like, no, your face is going to clear up. But, you know, at the time, you can't see that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You're like, this? No, this is not gonna clear up. You know, it did. I still look good. I still look good with my burns, scars and all, you know. But when I saw your title, I mean, it really hit me because I actually did that. I had to own these burn marks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So tell me how what's your story behind owning every scar?
We, as humans and everything that goes on in the world, you know, we go through so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Lots of trauma.
Yes.
You know, lots of ups and downs. And I think sometimes the best thing you can do is not allow those moments or those negative moments to define who you are as a person or change who you are as a person. But essentially take that and learn from it and try and navigate your way through it and become a better person. And just be you.
Right.
And I guess that's really, it's like wearing your scars on the surface and not letting it change the person that you are, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And those scars are physical, emotional, mental.
Exactly.
Now, you had earlier mentioned about the blues. You did several shows like the Etta James and B.B. King show, tributes to Ray Charles. Was that done in Australia?
Yeah. So they were lovely shows to be part of and such amazing artists to be able to honour. Ray Charles show, that was a musical.
Okay.
It was a production that was put on. And, yeah, it ran for about 4 weeks.
Okay.
And it was really celebrating the music of Ray Charles and...
Right.
I was one of, I guess, you call, they called them the Raylettes.
I love it.
In that show.
What's the music scene in Australia?
We have pretty amazing musicians in Australia.
Okay.
I guess in terms of the music scene, it's a great music scene, particularly where I'm from. I'm from Melbourne.
Okay.
So I would say we're probably the capital of music, arts and fashion. But it's different to America in the way that Australia, you sort of choose to be a musician, and the people who come to shows and things like that, they are more like music enthusiasts.
Okay.
It's not typically a part of the culture like it is here in America.
Uh-huh.
You know, here everyone lives and breathes music, yeah. Stuff, church, it's everywhere. Right. And I think in Australia, it's not quite as part of the culture like it is here. It's more like you choose to be a musician.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still wonderful and great, but uh-huh. Just it's much more, I guess, accepted and, like I said, just part of the culture here in America. So it's actually wonderful to play on stages here in America, because it's just, you get a different reaction.
Right. True. Yeah.
You know, everyone's quite vocal if they love you here in America.
Right. Yeah. So I guess in Australia it's more skill based, like musician.
Yes.
More so.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. So you're also a songwriter, singer, producer. You're doing a whole lot. Invite us in on how it all started for you.
In terms of like how I started music or writing? Or...
Yeah. Where did you get the bug? Like, what made you want to be a singer, songwriter, producer? Like, when did you know this was it?
Ah, okay, yes. Well, look, I sort of had music in me from a very young age.
Uh-huh.
You know, like I remember being around 4 or 5, and I was already sort of writing a lot of poetry.
Oh, okay.
I loved writing poems. Yeah, when I was young, and always, you know, singing and performing and all of that type of stuff. But where I started to really discover my music side of things was when I got to my teenage years in high school. And I started, you know, performing what we call assemblies and things like that. And that's where I started my songwriting. And I think, you know, using the poetry
right.
sort of side, and I was very good at English as one of my subjects at school. And I just started to write poems, and then I started to mix that in with music. And I used to play with programs on the computer to kind of come up with beats and, you know, put some songs together and yeah, just started writing songs that way. And look, and I didn't sort of take it seriously at the time. Like, I wasn't like, I want to be a singer or a musician. I was just having fun uh-huh. with it. Mm-hmm. And I just used it as a way to be creative and to, you know, when you're going through your ups and downs, it's really good to have that kind of escape from it.
Right. And
to be able to write songs, it kind of helps you heal, you know, through moments of things that you're going through. So really that's kind of how it started. And I mean, music was a part of my upbringing as well. Like, you know, my father was a guitarist.
Okay.
My mum also played guitar, and it was just around me
right.
as a young girl. But I remember, like, yeah, I was asked this question in an interview, like, did you want to be a singer? And the question was, no. I didn't go, oh, yeah, I want to be a singer. I think at the time I was going to be a vet or a psychologist or, you know, I didn't sort of go, I want to be a singer. But
right.
It wasn't until I was casted into a show. It was called Motunes, and it was kind of like a Motown-y style type girl band
mm-hmm.
Where I was like, okay, I think I could actually make a little bit more of a career out of this. And it just, yeah, naturally sort of fell that way.
Okay. So do your parents play instruments? Do you play any instruments?
Yeah, I do play a little bit of guitar and keys, but I'm not at a level like the musicians I play with. I use it to write songs.
Okay.
Mainly. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. In an industry known for specifics, you know, a type, how are you personally, Nardia, being her authentic self?
Ah, yes. That's a good question. I mean, I think that's the only way you can be, because as an artist, and particularly when I'm writing, you know, how do I be my authentic self? I really just speak from my heart, mm-hmm. and even when I'm performing, you know, like I sing from my heart, and really, for me, my aim is to touch people with my music. That's really my aim. And you know, it's funny because as you start to go into the business side of the music industry, you have so many people almost trying to change you. I think you should wear this, and I think you should do it this way, and I think you should write a song about this, and I think you should change this lyric. And you know, you get all of these different opinions. And you know, what I start to realize when I'm in those moments is when my stomach starts to turn, you know,
uh-huh.
always trust your instincts and your intuition. When it starts to turn and you're not feeling right about that situation, I think you just have to kind of listen to that little voice inside of you and go, no, that's not me. I need to be my authentic self.
Right.
You know, I need to make sure that whatever I'm bringing to the table is from my heart.
Yeah. Yeah. And now that you've been traveling, because you said you didn't enter in like, okay, I'm going to be a singer. Now that you kind of like got your feet wet, you're traveling around the world and you're singing your music, is it everything you thought it would be, or is it worse than you thought? Meaning, I don't think I was ready for all of this so quickly.
True. It has sort of rapidly happened. You know, I've always done music for a long time and played a lot of festivals in Australia. I haven't quite toured it internationally as much. Mm-hmm. So, you know, after the comp and then the new management and things just started to rapidly happen. So is it what I thought it was going to be? I mean, it definitely has been an amazing experience, and I didn't expect people to like my song and to like my performances as much as they have. So thank you, America. It's been really nice. You know, I'm back here because I've been asked to come back here. You know, I was asked to play at a festival in a few different venues. So that's why I'm back. But is it what I expected? I mean, yes. It's certainly, you know, I had a taste of it earlier this year when I was in that challenge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how receptive people were to my music and my stories and all of that. But there are some ups and downs on the journey. You have your moments where, you know, things are going really great, but then you have your moments where things aren't going so great.
Right,
Just like anything. It can be hard, and, you know, even just the travelling as well, like a bit tiring. You know, you're on the road, you're driving to different parts of America.
Right.
4, 5, 6 hours, catching planes. So, look, it can be tiring and hard. But, you know, I think you overcome all of that because you've got a mission, and that mission is to make a difference through music.
Right. So this soulful grit you have, how did you get that? Like, just you was born with this thing right here, or what?
I don't know. How did I get my voice? I've never been asked that one before. How did I get my voice? I think it just naturally came to me, and that's a really interesting thing that you say, because I know, you know, I've been performing now just recently in Australia in America, and performing with lots of different musicians, and a lot of them keep telling me, you know, how much they love my tone of my voice. And,
beautiful.
And, oh, thank you. And they just tell me you can tell it's just natural.
Right.
You're not putting it on. It's just your voice, and that's how you sound, and it's just natural. And so, yeah, I think it's just what I kind of was born with. And, you know, and obviously I had some training and some vocal coaches who helped evolve me, just like anything. You know, if you're an athlete and you're, you know, doing a particular sport, you have like a coach that kind of helps get the best out of you. And I think, you know, it was naturally already there, but I did have some really wonderful coaches. One of them was Lindy Field, and I had also some time with Renee Geyer. You probably don't know who those people are, but they're from Australia and quite well-known in Australia, and you know, they really taught me a lot about my voice and how to use touch people, and how to, you know, use dynamics and build through your voice, you know, not just sing,
right,
but, you know, use it as an instrument. And it's one of those things that, yes, I think it came naturally, but over time, it's like going to the gym, you know, when you're working out, your muscles right. get muscle memory and you start to,
to
get stronger. Yeah, I think that happens with your vocals too. You know, you've got these muscles and in your throat and your diaphragm, and it sort of starts to evolve and grow over time. And, yeah, that's probably where it's all sort of come from.
I love it. I love it. So let's talk about Every Scar and the new single. Let them know where they can purchase.
Yeah, for sure.
And your social media.
I have a website, which is nadia.com.au.
Okay.
My name, however, is spelt with an R, so it's like N-A-R-D-I-A.
Uh-huh.
It's been funny because in America, people pronounce it Nadia, which I like. Apparently, it's grown on me. So nadia.com.au. I am. You can pre-buy my album, Own Every Scar, on vinyl there, or a digital download of it. Also, you can follow me on my socials, which is at Nadia Music. I'm all over, you know, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. So, yeah, same social handles. So, yeah, follow along and follow my journey.
Yeah. I'm excited for you, you know, just watching you just do your thing. And video is hot. Everything you're doing is just wonderful. And I'm excited to be part of the journey. Is there anything else you...
Yes, well, I'm at the tail end of my tour.
Oh, okay.
So I've got only a couple more shows left before I head back to Australia.
Okay, so but everybody can find out where you'll be performing on from your website, right?
Yes, all my tour dates. I'm sure in the future there'll be another time I come back to America. That's in the works at the moment. So, yes, all my gigs get advertised on my website.
Well, thank you for sharing. Do you have any personal testimonies that you would like to share with maybe another aspiring artist who's trying to do what you're doing?
Yeah, I definitely have some advice, and that is it can be tough at times, but I think the one thing I've learned from all of it is don't change you, be your authentic self, and be unapologetically yourself, because really you're an artist. You can't change your art. It's like it's who you are.
I love it. Yeah. Don't let nobody change your art. Ooh, that's a hashtag. I love it. Well, thank you, Nadia, for being with us today on UrbanBuzzMag.com. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So as you continue to grow, prosper, be it here or in Australia, please reach out to us. We would love to be one of your media outlets.
Oh, thank you so much for having me as well. And nice to meet you.
You're welcome.